Hello, everyone. My name is Steven. I am your host. And this is a very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. It's special for two reasons. One, because we're not going anywhere. Normally, I'd record this while moving in my vehicle, but the only thing moving right now are the hot takes coming out of the Xbox E3 2019 media briefing. Boom, I did it again. Three episodes in a row that I didn't screw it up.
Good job.
I am joined by Tila. And I, of course, I am happy because I didn't screw up the Xbox E3.
The ESRB WXY WKRP
in Cincinnati. Okay. So Tila is here.
Hi, guys.
And John, the man behind the curtain, is here.
Yep.
And John Roble, the fair and just commish.
Hey.
And James, the video guy.
Hey.
So we're all here. We're going to play a game. Okay. This game is, we play this on the Engage Family Gaming podcast all the time. This is where some of us know about a thing and another person doesn't know a lot about a thing. We try and sell this person on hype. Unfortunately, in this case, we all have an advantage because Tila loves video games and she does give in to the hype quite frequently. But this one is a little bit more for the grown-ups. And I'm not actually going to participate because I'm actually not hype about this game at all.
I've got a sales pitch.
And considering so. I am the living embodiment of hype, that's saying something. But I'm happy that everybody else is excited. And what that game is, we're talking about Cyberpunk 2077. You know, that game that the dude from Fortnite is in.
Oh, God.
Dude, I'm living that joke. I'm going to ride that joke until it dies. So, somehow, Tila doesn't know what Cyberpunk 2077 is, which
fair,
is weird.
Well, I live at work right now, so
this game was announced like a year ago,
okay. Like 2 years ago.
It's been worked on for 7 years.
This game has been three years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really, you
somehow
have no excuse.
It flew under the radar for
you
me.
Have no excuse.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm actually kind of angry. I'm
not
really.
I'm sorry.
But you three had to convince her to be hyped for Cyberpunk.
It's gonna be really easy. I promise.
You have 30 seconds each, James. Go.
The year is 2077. Corporations rule the world. The streets are gritty. Times are tough. Times are terribly dangerous. And you're either a hacker, a street samurai. Are you familiar with Shadowrun?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Shadowrun, essentially.
With no magic.
With no magic.
Oh, I'm not supposed to participate.
Lots yeah, of, what the heck?
Lots of tech, lots cheating. Of guns. And it's got Keanu Reeves, and it's by the makers of Witcher 3.
Oh, okay, I love Witcher.
So, yeah. It's amazing. It's the tech piece of all of for Xbox and all the different platforms, and PC, hopefully. For me,
I'm pretty sure they announced it for PC.
No, I mean just for me. I want to get it on PC.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's definitely awesome. Coming to PC.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom, that's your sales pitch. John, do you have a sales pitch?
I do. You're knocked unconscious after fighting with cybernetic hand knives, only to wake up to Johnny Mnemonic telling you to come with him.
We have a town to burn down.
I'm there for it already. I think I'm already sold.
John.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Man behind the curtain, do you have anything else to add?
I mean, it's just... first of all, it's also first person.
Okay.
The Witcher in first person with the storyline of Johnny
Mnemonic. What's the combat looking like?
Amazing. You can shoot people through walls.
Yep.
That's for me.
Dude has arm knives.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for me.
That don't make any sense, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But,
sense.
Do I have to be stealthy, or can I just murder people up front?
Oh, I'm sure that
in
you,
a world you can where do. You can murder people when you want.
You can do whatever you want. Okay. Whatever.
So
kind of
like Deus Ex, but like
way
better.
To be
okay.
fair, in The Witcher, you didn't have to be stealthy.
Okay, no, that's true.
You really couldn't
but,
be stealthy.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, like, these aren't like a stealth. This isn't a stealth
like Deus Ex, you can pick to be stealthy, or you can pick. I just want to murder people up front.
You can absolutely do that.
Not from the back.
No. Right up front.
Not from the side.
Hashtag Family Gaming Podcast. This is definitely one for the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Even though that guy from Fortnite is in it. That doesn't matter.
Well, that guy from Fortnite, but also what you have also been saying is John Wick, which tells
you
it's for adults.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic. Do you understand the reference, Johnny Mnemonic?
No.
So he was in a cyberpunk movie of 20 years ago called Cyber.
Okay.
Not The Matrix.
He had
another
head.
One where he had a thing that went into his head.
And it held like
and he went game. Like this.
It was like a laser disc in his head.
In that game, like they were fighting over a chip in the thing that like they showed for the thing.
Best sales pitch.
He sold it. All
he
right.
Said the
so,
thing.
He said the thing 45 times. So I love it.
Are you gonna go pre-order Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah, you know I totally go to GameStop.
just text your boyfriend.
Right,
he'll do that. Okay, so. That's Cyberpunk. I mean, so in reality, did they say when?
Yeah, it was April?
It's in April of next year, right?
Yeah. April 16th, 2020.
All me joking aside, it is your birthday.
Borderlands is mine.
It'll be after tax day, so fight the power, burn the town down.
Yeah. All joking aside, Cyberpunk 27 is already the biggest game of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be some other stuff that'll come out. Obviously, that's not how video games work. Other games will be announced, like Halo Infinite and stuff like that. But it is if not the biggest games coming out next year, and it's not close.
And we've listened to people freak out about it at E3 for the past 2 years.
Yeah, this will be people the next real save player one game, where it'll be that solo adventure that I've been craving and not getting from the people I expect it from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
speaking of hashtag Bethesda.
Yeah. Speaking of hashtag Bethesda, it's time for us to go in and watch the Bethesda conference.
Ice cream man.
You guys have a great night, but until next time.
Get your family game on.
Family game. Bye.